Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today, Wednesday the 6th. Certainly a busy last 24 hours, definitely a busy last couple of 8 hours or so. I definitely just want to start off by saying nothing that I'm about to say is intended to be political commentary. I want to stay out of that as best as I possibly can, just talking about what I'm seeing in markets from a technical perspective and how things are shifting and what we need to be watching out for, right, to kind of cut out some of that noise. At least just to set the stage at the time of this recording, around 7:30 a.m. on the 6th there, Donald Trump has been declared victor of the presidency. Also looks like Republicans have flipped the Senate. The House is still out, at least again at the time of this recording, but it looks like it could be a clean sweep for Republicans there for 2024. Okay, starting off with the performance for yesterday with the table we typically look at here once my computer loads. Again, this is including just performance from yesterday. It was largely a pretty positive day across the board. Russell 2000, NASDAQ Composite, emerging markets in our top three. S&P 500 and the average stock towards the middle of the pack, though still up more than 8%. Towards the downside, we did see the dollar there down about 0.5% or so, followed by gold rounding out the bottom two. Okay, in terms of other things to watch out for before we talk about pre-market action and what markets are doing, we did see some near-term participation tick up here that reverses up to a reading of 54. So now more than half of those S&P 500 stocks trading above their 10-week moving average. Again, this is going to be a nice sign for some of our near-term holders that were a bit concerned about this kind of most recent exhale to close out October. So again, participation in the long term still healthy. This near-term uptick for TWSBX is a sign that things are still healthy in our current market paradigm. Okay, talking about some other technical developments, NASDAQ Composite reversed back up into X's as well to a chart reading of 18,400. Does remain on that sell signal, but I would say the technical picture, the larger technical picture, is still pretty constructive in a positive trend. Nice layers of support now at 18,100, and then further just below the middle of the trading band there at 17,800. So again, things looking pretty strong from here. Okay, wrapping up our conversation of what happened yesterday, with a bit of a conversation about small caps, did get a reversal back up for the Russell 2000, now seeing at a chart reading of 2260. Technical picture is still constructive, but not as so or as much so as we're seeing in other areas of the domestic equity space. Two consecutive buy signals, but some more stiff resistance up ahead, just below 2300 for the Russell 2000. Now, I will add here, this is where we can start to talk about market reaction this morning. We are seeing some of the average stock or some of the small caps. I think I put these in the wrong order here, but these guys are up. So RSP is up about 3.5% at the time of this recording on 7:30 on Wednesday here. That would bring it back up to around 184 on its default chart, near heavily overbought territory. So average stock is doing well this morning, at least on the reaction of the election here. Again, that's going to be a technically good sign. No commentary about government or anything like that, but a technically constructive sign to see the average stock moving higher and moving up. Also mentioning, as I tried to touch on before, small caps in general, IWM, taking a look at that proxy, that's up about 5.5% at the time of this recording here. So again, we could see a thrust through that reversal. That would be a largely constructive break as we look for more participation outside of that large cap core. From here, nice stair-stepping pattern below, in between 205 and ultimately around 198. And then further from there, if things really got out of hand, we would see 192 and that bullish support line down below act as some longer-term support. Also want to mention specifically the areas within small caps, right? Regional banks, they're up about 8%, 8.5% at the time of this recording. So financials has been pretty strong, at least from a relative strength perspective. A lot of that's come from improvement within the small cap space. They're up pretty large this morning as well. A couple other areas I want to just bring to your attention and that I'm watching out for. One is going to be emerging markets and kind of outside of the US, kind of watching what the dollar does. China China is down a couple of percent this morning on the news. So watching emerging markets, the technical picture has definitely improved, but a lot of that emerging markets weight is going to be within China itself. So if we do see some continued weakness or I would say a continued declines from China as we kind of process this election, emerging markets could stand with plenty to lose. And lastly, I'll just wrap up here with a brief comment on for my crypto heads here. Bitcoin did, at least based on my pricing data overnight, see about 75,000, which would bring it to match those all-time chart highs. Not up to those new all-time chart highs. I believe it would be a new all-time high for Bitcoin, but again, not putting in any more chart action. The point being, crypto has improved quite notably over the last 24 hours. Bitcoin up about 20% over the last 24 hours here. So that's been a positive here for crude, or excuse me, Bitcoin. Okay, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good day, and we'll be back again tomorrow to touch on any updates that we're seeing through what could be a pretty busy day. Have a good one.